Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend edition of our program. It's the radio version. We have podcasts throughout the week, and this radio program becomes a podcast on Monday mornings, but many of you may be listening live during the initial broadcast, and we welcome you aboard. 877-726-8255, our number. As usual, the subject, Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you is my mission statement every weekend. And so we've got lots and lots of interesting stories for you. We're going to talk about toxic condoms. You've heard of toxic tampons. Well, now condoms are in the spotlight in terms of toxic ingredients. We'll also talk about how a commonly used diabetes medication may slow the progression of aging. And we got lots more to discuss. We'll talk about some of the new devices that purport to give you a blood pressure reading, wrist-worn devices, with the advantage that they are continuous, because if you sit down under ideal conditions from time to time and get your blood pressure checked, it may not reflect blood pressure fluctuations that occur throughout the day. And so the great hope, the holy grail of wearables is a convenient wrist device that can measure your blood pressure continuously throughout the day. Just like those continuous glucose monitors, it'll yield blood pressure readings. We'll talk about progress towards that. Lots more to cover, including your questions. If you call 877-726-8255 during the program or anytime during the week. During the week, you can record a question or a comment. During the program, we'll take your call live on the air. So, big story that's circulating this week, dead butt syndrome. It's highly likely that if you're listening to this program, you may have dead butt syndrome. Unbeknownst to you, you may have it. They say that sitting is the new smoking. It increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes. But when it comes to your musculoskeletal system, there's a potentially serious problem that can arise from excessive sitting. And the more formal name for dead butt syndrome is, quote, gluteal amnesia. Like you forgot about your butt. But what it actually has to do with is the fact that not only do muscles atrophy when you don't use them, they tend to get weak, but if you sit a lot and you don't activate your gluteal muscles, those big muscles in your buttocks, the brain connections that habitually activate muscles actually decrease, and you lose muscle memory. In effect, the brain loses the ability to activate those muscles, and this can cause some critical problems. There's a big article in the New York Times about this, and it's a pretty good article. An expert, Jane Conitis, who's a specialist in physical medicine and rehab at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, says, quote, "The gluteus maximus is one of the strongest muscles in the body and the biggest shock absorbers." Now, gluteus maximus muscle is obviously important for standing, because if you had no gluteus muscles, you wouldn't be able to stand upright. So many people can stand, many people can walk, they can even run. But she said if the gluteus is not working properly, it can cause a domino chain of issues from hamstring tears and sciatica to shin splints and arthritis in the knees. And especially, it can cause back problems. And I have to say that when it comes to gluteal amnesia, in the early part of my life, I was a setup for dead butt syndrome, because I was working hard. I was sitting many hours of the day, seeing patients, broadcasting. A lot of my time was spent sitting, and the sum total of my exercise was running. Running because it's ultra efficient. You can run for 30, 45 minutes or an hour, and you can get a pretty good workout. But it turns out that, strangely enough, running is not that great for your, for strengthening your gluteal muscles. And so, early in my life, in my 30s and 40s, I experienced back problems. And it's only now that I'm playing catch-up ball to restore the strength of my gluteal muscles. Dr. Conitis is quoted as saying that the pain can especially impact runners and rotational athletes like golfers and tennis players. And little known fact, Tiger Woods has been forced to bow out of competitions because of the condition. And the problem is that some of that lost capacity may be irretrievable. Once your muscles are weaker and the connections lost, you may not be able to get that back. And indeed, as you age, the narrowing of the outlets in your spine can cause reduction in nerve transmission to activate the gluteal muscles. Progressive spinal stenosis may make it worse. So, the thing is that sitting, obviously you're supported and your gluteal muscles aren't activated at all. And so the suggestion is that you avoid long periods of sitting, or at least if you have to sit, get up at the very least and walk around, maybe do some squats, do some exercises that cause your gluteals to be activated. And I've been doing this religiously in the past few years. One of the best exercises is called the glute bridge, in which you form a bridge lying on your back with your knees bent and supporting yourself. And then you lift yourself up to create kind of a bridge, hoisting your hips into the air. And it's best if you hold that position. You can do a lot of repetitions, but you can also hold that position for various amounts of time. You could even put some light weights on your abdomen or on your pelvis to make it a little harder. When your hips are off the ground, you should engage your cheek muscles, and you can kind of feel that. You can feel the squeeze of your butt muscles. And you should feel a little bit of the burn, harkening back to Jane Fonda days. You can do hip circles or squats. You can do clamshells. You can do side planks, also helps. So even if you walk or run regularly, don't assume that your glutes are strong. Work on your glutes to prevent this dread condition, which can impair your mobility and really undermine the quality of your life, because back pain, virtually universal, and once you develop dead butt syndrome, it's hard to revive a dead butt. Gluteal amnesia may be a condition that's hard to come back from. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend and hopefully providing you with news you can use when it comes to health. 877-726-8255 gets you the opportunity to record a question. And let's hear one of those questions.
Is there a limit on how many years you should take Prolia? I've been taking it for 5 years, and according to the DEXA scan, I haven't improved any, but they want me to continue taking it forever. And I wondered what your opinion was on that. Thank you very much.
Okay, so Prolia is one of a relatively new category of osteoporosis drugs. And it's a drug that is what's called a rankle inhibitor, okay? And it actually works, in effect, on the inflammatory pathways that cause bone to deteriorate. And there's some natural rankle inhibitors. Hops is a natural rankle inhibitor. And so, too, are certain herbs. But this is a powerful blocker of the rankle pathway. And it has been shown to slow the progression of osteoporosis and maybe in some cases increase bone density. You haven't had much success with it, but maybe the takeaway is that you've halted the progression of bone loss. You know, bone loss is progressive. It occurs naturally as you age. And the fact that over 5 years your bone hasn't deteriorated further is a good sign, although it doesn't suggest a failure of therapy. It just suggests that the therapy wasn't strong enough to increase your bone density. So the big question, though, is how long can you take this medication? And the concern is that certain osteoporosis medications, and I'm thinking of previous types like Actonel, Boniva, Fosamax, they do slow the progression of osteoporosis. But it's been shown that over time, if you use them for too long, and the threshold is about anywhere from 4 to 6 years, the downsides may outweigh the benefits, because you're creating bone, but you may be creating brittle bone. So there's some people who've been on these medications for, you know, 10, 12 years in the past. Now doctors are cautious about long-term administration of those medications because there's an increased incidence of what are called pathological fractures, fractures that occur when somebody just steps off a curb, you know, and the bone is brittle. It may appear stronger on a DEXA, but that doesn't mean that the bone is has better architecture and is stronger. It just means that it lights up more on the DEXA scan. So DEXA, again, not a perfect way of determining if your bone is better. Okay, so this new raft of medications, and there's some copycat medications in addition to Prolia. They were introduced in 2010. So that means we don't have that much experience in the use of these medications. And there was a caution flag over the use of these medications at first. It was like, oh, you know, we can use them for 2 years. And then they said, oh, it seems okay. Let's use it for 5 years. And when these medications are launched, they're launched on the basis of studies that are usually relatively short-term studies. Because if it took like 20 years to get a drug to the market, well, that wouldn't be very practical. So short-term studies said that it increased bone density, and they didn't spot any adverse side effects. But now they have what are called post-marketing studies. In other words, they look at people who've been on this drug for 5, 8, 10 years. And there's a new report which answers that question. And what it has found is that there's a new study. It's called the Freedom Extension Study. In this study, Prolia treatment, it produced progressive increases in bone mineral density. Well, it didn't for you, but on average it did. There were lower rates of vertebral fracture, and there were reductions in non-vertebral fracture. That would be probably hip fractures. And there was no evidence that there was any adverse side effects. Now, these things work on the immune system in some ways, so maybe thought was like maybe they would put people at higher risk for cancer or infections. But there was also no evidence that the action of the medication caused bad bone to develop. There's also a side effect associated with the previous medications, which is a nasty one, osteonecrosis of the jaw, where the jawbone actually softens and you can get horrible deterioration of your jawbone. That happens infrequently with bisphosphonates, but it's a terrible side effect. Well, it didn't seem to occur. Also, there weren't what are called atypical femoral fractures. So this is now accepted. And we don't know if you can go beyond 10 years. What would happen if you're on 15, 20 years? I think doctors should be cautious about prescribing it for very long. Indefinitely, I'm not sure. More than 5 years, probably safe and okay. Here's the problem, though, with these medications. When you stop them, there's a rebound. There's a rapid, rapid acceleration of your bone loss. And therefore, there's kind of a warning on these medications that once you stop, you got to go on another medication, usually a bisphosphonate-type medication. And so that's, I think, the issue. You know, I think you should keep abreast of the news about the safety and effectiveness of this medication as you go, you know, 8, 10 years down the line. And by then, there may be even better osteoporosis medications. But you should be doing all the other things that help bone, you know, weight-bearing exercise, vitamin D, vitamin K. You know, these are some of the things that can also help bone density along with these medications. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Number 877-726-8255. We'll take some of those recorded calls in a few minutes. But let's talk about high blood pressure. High blood pressure, why is it bad? Well, high blood pressure can be a sign of cardiovascular risk because it actually reflects the state of your arteries. And high blood pressure may be associated with a higher risk of strokes and heart attacks. Uncontrolled high blood pressure weakens the heart. It can increase the risk for heart failure as the heart muscle works harder and harder to pump blood against a gradient with hypertension. It enlarges the heart and then you get a weakened heart, and so congestive heart failure can develop. It damages the kidneys, and especially in associated with high blood sugar, double trouble for the kidneys is a major reason for the need for dialysis. So treating blood pressure is important. And of course, we prefer a lifestyle approach to high blood pressure. A new study shares some alarming statistics about high blood pressure. More than half of U.S. adults with uncontrolled hypertension are unaware they have high blood pressure in the first place. And furthermore, even with those who are on treatment, they're taking blood pressure medication. More than two-thirds of those have blood pressure that is still not adequately controlled. And the problem is particularly bad for younger individuals with high blood pressures. They say our results were especially striking for people between the ages of 18 and 44, young people. Because ordinarily, you don't think of blood pressure as a concern when you're young. 93% of them were unaware that they had hypertension. So we really need better ways to find out if people have high blood pressure. And, you know, if you don't go to a doctor, you're not going to find out if you have high blood pressure. And even if you do go to a doctor, maybe your blood pressure is a little borderline. It's like, well, that's white coat syndrome. We'll ignore that for now. But you can measure at home, but it's kind of cumbersome. The devices that are used at home are arm cuffs, and they're usually idiot-proof, but they are prone to error. A recent study showed that a lot of these don't work when people have very skinny arms or very big arms because the cuff is the inappropriate size. It's not like getting your blood pressure checked professionally. Plus, there are a lot of ways that you can mess up a determination of blood pressure. We'll talk about some of those ways. So, wouldn't it be cool if you had a wrist device that could check your blood pressure, not just once in a while, but continuously through the day? Maybe you could get a graph of your blood pressure. So maybe, you know, when you're ultra chill and relaxed, it's okay. But maybe, say, if you have sleep apnea, that's a stress. Sometimes people have high blood pressure overnight because they have breathing problems. And sometimes people are fine, you know, say over the weekend, but when they're in traffic or they're in the office and they're under stressful circumstances, their blood pressure soars. So it'd be nice to have a wrist device. Well, so far, these wrist devices have not really panned out. They're pretty inaccurate. And they're being sold, but they're really not accurate. And so the promise and the hope, and I've been looking for this, I'm a fan of the Apple Watch. I use it. I use it to chart my athletic activities and to, you know, check my pulse. It's fine for checking your pulse. They also have an alarm if you have an arrhythmia, cardiac arrhythmia. So the Apple Watch, there were some rumors that the Apple Watch was going to have a continuous glucose monitor. That would be really cool, right? You know, you wouldn't have to stick yourself with like a device, a CGM, you know, put into your skin that has a little needle. It's somewhat a little invasive, but, you know, still pretty accurate for checking blood sugar. Wouldn't it be great if you could do it with your wrist? Well, the technology is emerging, but they haven't gotten it to the point where they're going to get FDA approval, because it's an important consideration. I mean, you know, something that's inaccurate, gives you bad readings, that's not safe. They've also talked about, and there were some rumors that the Apple Watch 10, the latest iteration coming out this fall, was going to be able to check blood pressure accurately. No, so far, not. It will check blood pressure. There are some apps where you can attach your Apple Watch to a cuff, and then, you know, you can read it on your Apple Watch. But that's not really like having it an independent wrist measurement of your blood pressure. So I have here in front of me a scientific article dated September 2023, and it says here, continuous monitoring of blood pressure has important clinical value for the early diagnosis and prevention of cardiovascular disease. Okay, you know that. However, existing technologies for wearable continuous blood pressure monitoring are usually inaccurate, rely on subject-specific calibration. In other words, you got to go to the doctor's office, make sure that they really work, you know, check against a professional blood pressure reading to see if they are good. And this limits their practical application. Here, these researchers report a new blood pressure measurement method and an associated wearable device that they've developed to implement continuous blood pressure monitoring for new subjects. So, and they describe the technology. It's called dual photoplethysmography. Dual photoplethysmography sensors worn on the wrist with custom-made interface sensors to detect the wearing contact pressure and skin temperature, because all these things vary from person to person. Machine learning algorithm to estimate continuous blood pressure in real time. Very high tech. This proposed wearable device enables continuous blood pressure monitoring with good generalizability across individuals and demonstrates promising potential in personal healthcare applications. So, coming down the pike are new methods to check for high blood pressure using a continuous monitor. And look for this to hit the marketplace in the next year or two. It's kind of interesting. But advice, if you're checking your blood pressure, you know, they say here, there's a lot of things you need to do to get an accurate blood pressure reading. First of all, avoid coffee, tobacco products, and exercise for 30 minutes before taking your blood pressure. Also, make sure you've used the bathroom. And also, sit still for 5 minutes before getting started. Now, who does that in a doctor's office? Really, they just rush you in, and maybe you're a little stressed, and you're maybe worried about, you know, whether it's going to take a long time, you're going to have to pay extra for parking, or whatever's on your mind that day. Choose which arm you'll use, because it should be consistent. One arm, you know, there's a difference between arms. Sit in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. Position your chair so you have a flat surface right in front of you, but don't lay your arm down. Place your elbow onto the table and have the cuff not above your heart, but not below your heart. In other words, don't dangle your arm down. And relax and stay in position. And don't talk. Don't talk. You know, like if you want to engage in banter with the doctor or the nurse, no. Don't do that. So there's a lot of ways that it can go wrong. And this new technology, I think, is very promising. I think it's going to happen. I think ultimately it's going to happen because it just takes a while for these things to work through approvals. And then also there's like all kinds of patent things that have to get shaken out. And ultimately, we'll have wearable devices that will give us continuous blood sugar and blood pressure readings reliably so that we won't miss people with hypertension. Did you know, folks, that it is World Mitochondrial Disease Week? There are people who have usually genetic faulty mitochondria, and they are weak, tired, they age more rapidly. They have all kinds of problems. They have heart problems. Virtually every organ of the body is affected by mitochondrial disease. They're extremely weak, they die young. So that's a very small percentage of the population. These diseases are relatively rare, but many of us, as we age, have a decline in our mitochondrial function. So if you're tired, frequently in a state of fatigue, well, our cellular health, which centers around the energy production of the mitochondria, may decline as early as the age of 25. And as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. Cellular damage is a primary cause of biological aging, could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your mitochondria, NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. So we're talking about lipid replacement therapy. It's via NT-factor, which is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. And if you're older, it could give you back the energy, vitality, focus, and cognitive functions of people half your age. The brain is very active energetically. It depends on the mitochondria. If you're young, this tool may optimize your energy and production and even your athletic performance. I've been using NT-factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So to learn more about the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158, or go to their website, find out about their full product offerings. Go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. I use the powder. I put it in my shakes. So, this is about another anti-aging strategy, metformin. Metformin has been touted as an anti-aging medication. It's a diabetes medication. And there's currently a study at my alma mater, my med school, by Dr. Mir Barzilay. He's an anti-aging researcher, looking at the potential for metformin to slow aging. And there's a promising study. This study done in animals just came out. A low-cost diabetes drug slows aging in male monkeys and is particularly effective at delaying the effects of aging on the brain. That drug is metformin. Okay, it's a diabetes drug. Well, how does it work? It may improve blood sugar, but that's not the only way that it seems to impact the aging process. It's not even exactly clear how it slows the process of aging. An ongoing study is called the TAME trial, a series of nationwide six-year clinical trials at 14 leading research institutions across the country, will engage over 3,000 individuals from the ages of 65 to 79. The results may arrive within the next couple of years, and we'll know more about whether metformin really has the potential not just to help with insulin resistance and diabetes, but also with the aging process itself. So personally, I haven't made the choice to start taking metformin as an anti-aging medication, but I'm anxiously awaiting the results of these studies, which may show that it has benefits on aging. Certainly has potentially anti-cancer benefits. That's been shown in certain hormonal cancers like prostate cancer, breast cancer, perhaps others. So metformin may be repurposed as an anti-aging drug if these studies pan out. 877-726-8255, our number. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you to record a question. Let's hear one of those.
I have a question about, I had a colonoscopy done, and the doctor found, and I want your opinion, and this is the size, it's 2 mm Cecil.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering your opinion if I should be concerned. She did say to me that she's having it analyzed and she'll let me know, but I just wanted your information. What does the word Cecil, is it S-E-S-S-I-L-E, polyp mean, and if I should be concerned if they found that?
Okay, so when you get a colonoscopy, obviously they're looking for cancer, but they're also looking for the presence of polyps. And, you know, one of the advantages of colonoscopy over some of the other methods of detection is that they can go in there and they can snip out a sample and see if something is cancerous or if it's just an adenoma. Now, oma means growth. An adenoma is not per se cancerous, but it might be benign or it might be precancerous. So there's different types of adenomas. Some of them have a higher potential to develop cancer. And it depends on the pathology. So, look, you know, they're going to sit and slice it and dice it, look at it under a microscope and analyze it. It also depends on the location, but importantly, it depends on the size. So if you have a large adenoma, what you have is what's called a sessile adenoma, which means it's flat. Okay, it's not like a big, you know, mountainous growth. So it's very flat. It's like a small, you know, it could be like a very low hill, you know, barely even a hill. And 2 millimeters, you know, if you translate to the metric system, is very small. It's like less than a quarter of an inch above the surface of the intestinal wall. So when you have these, they sometimes say, well, since you're a polyp former, it suggests that maybe you could be at higher risk for colon cancer. So maybe we'll accelerate your schedule. You know, instead of having you come back in, you know, 5 or 8 or 10 years, we'll have you come back every 3 years or every 5 years to see if anything else has developed. Usually it's very slow growing and unlikely something's going to develop into colon cancer in just a year or two. There's also different types of polyps. There are villous adenomas. They have a hairy appearance. There are serrated ones. They have like rough edges. That's maybe not a good sign. There are tubular adenomas that kind of stick out like a tube. And then there are the sessile ones are, you know, just tend to be smooth and have, you know, just protrude like a very small distance from the wall of the intestine. And Here's the statistics. I actually looked it up for this question because I got it in advance. If it's less, let's say it's over 20 millimeters, you know, that's 10 times the distance. One out of 40 risk of developing cancer eventually. But as the size goes down, and you had it taken out anyway to reduce the danger, if it's under 5 millimeters, you have a 1 in 42,000 risk of developing colon cancer, okay? So, yeah, the risk is very low. It's a precaution that they took it out. It's not going to be a problem. So, you know, some of the things you could do, adopt a diet that is high in polyphenols, take supplements like curcumin. There's actually some evidence that taking an aspirin may reduce the risk of colon cancer. But since you have a very low risk of colon cancer because of this very small polyp, I'm not sure if it's worth the risk of gastrointestinal bleeding. Moving your bowels, you know, having constipation is a risk factor for colon cancer. So I would not worry too much about a high risk for colon cancer. Okay, as we near the end of this hour, looking forward to the next hour, some of the stories that we're going to pick up next hour. If you had to do just three tests for your risk of cardiovascular disease, what would those be? We'll also look at quercetin. Is it really good for chronic nasal congestion? We'll talk about a report on which are the most popular herbal supplements. And, well, you've heard of toxic tampons. We're going to talk about toxic Trojan condoms. All that coming up next hour. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.